الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ينزل الله تبارك وتعالى ليلة النصف من شعبان إلى السماء الدنيا فيغفر لي أكثر من عدد شعر غنم كلب، وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه الترمذي. Most respected علماء اكرام, elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before any major event, there's always a cleanup that is done. A person is having a function at home. One of the prime concerns of the woman folk is to make sure that the house is spotless. And if you have to just take a chance and go with your dirty feet or dirty shoes in that house, then they will bring the roof down. That we're getting visitors, we're having a function, I'm trying to clean the house, and now you are messing the house up. So it works everywhere. Wherever there's a function, wherever there's something important taking place, there's a cleanup that happens. Last night Mufti Sahab spoke about before the sun rises, before you see the disk of the sun, then you see the redness on the horizon. So as that redness on the horizon spreads, we find that activity starts before sunrise. And the life of a Muslim, his life doesn't start after sunrise on a daily basis. Well before sunrise, a Muslim rises up before the sun. And the first thing a Muslim does is clean up. He relieves himself, washes himself, brushes his teeth, makes wudu, sometimes takes a shower. So the first thing in the day of a Muslim is a clean up. That is before the sun rises. Before the sun of Ramadan rises, before the crescent of the moon of Ramadan is seen, then we find our deen teaches us that to take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan, there has to be a spiritual cleanup. If we go for a dawat and they take out the plates that are dusty, haven't been wiped, but they're brand new. No one has eaten on them, haven't been used. The only thing that has happened is, it was kept in storage, it's a bit dusty. Put it in front of us, just like that, without wiping it, without washing it. You and I won't want to eat from that plate. We would want that plate to be spotless, clean, before we eat from that plate. If we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put taqwa, to put nur, to put barakah in our hearts, to gain from the month of Ramadan, then the rust of sin and evil has to be cleaned out from this heart first, before a person derives any benefit from the month of Ramadan. Therefore, you find our ulama ikram time and again advising us that before Ramadan, the preparation has to start. The cleansing process has to start. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained the downfall of many, many people. That 1 month before Ramadan, that month of Sha'ban, it becomes a month of ghafla. ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ. When Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see you fasting in the month of Sha'ban, so much that you don't fast in any other month besides Ramadan, obviously. besides Sha'ban. I don't see you fasting in any of the remaining 11 months more than you fast in the month of Sha'ban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyu siyami afdal, which is the best fast? He said, Sha'ban li ta'zimi Ramadan. In honor of the month of Ramadan, to fast in the month of Sha'ban. So the Sahabi asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you fast more in Sha'ban as compared to the other months besides Ramadan? So the first words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ. People are very, very ghafil, very, very unmindful of the month of Sha'ban. Instead of preparing for Ramadan, sometimes they go on the opposite tangent. Let us watch all the movies we can't watch in Ramadan. Let us eat all the food we can't eat in Ramadan. Let us go to all the places that we can't go to in Ramadan. Let us do all the activities that we can't do in Ramadan. So to say, we are only Muslims in Ramadan, but before Ramadan we are not. A prisoner knows he's going into prison. Let me have my last best meal, you know. Let me have my last fun because I'm going into prison. But the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسُ مَا رَمَضَانِ. If people only knew what is the reality of Ramadan, لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلَّهَا رَمَضَانِ. My ummah would have desired that 12 out of 12 months should have been Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has kept it hidden, brothers. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That we believe in the unseen. The month of Ramadan, the virtues of Ramadan, the beauty of Ramadan, Allah has kept it hidden. Our iman is supposed to propel us and drive us to understand what is the beauty of the month of Ramadan and to take maximum from the month of Ramadan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this month of Sha'ban, people are unmindful. May Allah not make us from the ghafilin. Allah mustn't make us from the unmindful people. We must become from those that take maximum benefit and prepare for the month of Ramadan. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that our a'mal in this month are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a special annual presentation coming, we know, tax, auditing, getting our books in order. So how much of preparation goes into that? Here there is going to be a presentation in front of Rabbul Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy with us. Our books must be in order. Because when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want a clean slate and an easy reckoning and an entrance into Jannah. Mufti Sahib was explaining in his tafsir this morning, as a Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahib, Damar Barakatuh, he said that there will just be one speck of sin that is outweighing the good deeds. One speck. And that person in the justice system of Allah is going to Jahannam. But nobody knows how long. Nobody knows how long that sentence will be, when one day in the akhirat is equal to 1,000 years of this world. We can't take chances, brothers. And that person that got one speck, one good deed on his side of good deeds, that outweighs the bad deeds, then he's going into Jannah. That person who did enjoyed this entire world and whatever it had to offer, one dip in Jahannam will make him forget all the enjoyments and the thrills of this world. And that person that had the hardest life in this world, one dip in Jannah will make him forget all his troubles. That is in front of us. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. It is part of our iman. Our a'mal are going to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day we want Allah to give us our book of deeds in our right hand, so we can say, Ha umuqra'u kitabiya, inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya, fahuwa fi ishatin radiya, fi jannatin aliya, kutufuha daniya, kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. We want that. He says, read my book, I have passed. Now he enters into Jannah. Eat, enjoy. For all the struggles that you went through in this world, and what you did and you strove for, that is iman, brothers. ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه. This month of Sha'ban, people are unmindful of this month of Sha'ban. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is a month our a'mal are presented to Allah. فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. I want to be in a state of fast. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receives my book of deeds, imagine this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is saying this, how much it applies to us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already promised Jannah. The Imam of the Anbiya, the best of Allah's creation, Ashraful Makhluqat. Where you and I? How much worry we should have? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I want to be fasting when my a'mal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Sha'ban complained to Allah. It is mentioned in Lataiful Ma'arif. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi is the author. He writes and he says that the month of Sha'ban complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said, Ya Rab, ja'altani bayna shahrayni azimain, Rajab wa Ramadan. Oh Allah, on one side there is the month of Rajab, Shahrullah, a sacred month. On the other side there's the month of Ramadan, Shahrul Quran, the greatest of all months. Allah, I'm not a sacred month. Allah, I can't compare to the month of Ramadan. Fama li. Oh Allah, what do I have? Allah, what specialty do I have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ja'altu fika qira'at al-Quran. For you, O Sha'ban, it will become the norm that people will increase the recitation of Quran in Sha'ban. At the very least, the Huffaz that will be performing Taraweeh Salah, at the very least, this is the 11th hour, now we have to get our Quran in order. And we see that Quran increasing in Ramadan. And how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that these hearts get rusted. What is the polish for the hearts? Dhikrullah, tilawatul Quran, and the remembrance of death. The more a person is reading Quran, the more he is preparing for the month of Ramadan. Shahrul Qurra. The pious people of the past call this month Shahrul Qurra. It is the month of those that recite the Quran and Majid. So in this month of Ramadan, we prepare by reciting the Quran Majid excessively. By trying to keep as much fast as we can, at least in the first 2 weeks. And ulama say if we can't or if we didn't, then the 13th, 14th, 15th, which was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast every month, at least in this month, we keep these three fasts. And then we get Nisfi min Sha'ban. We get the middle night of the month of Sha'ban, which is the 15th night, which is known as Laylatul Bara'a. And this is a very, very special night. It is emancipation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercies I directed to the people of this world. فَيَغْفِرُ لِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ عَدَدِ شَعْرِ غَنَمِ كَلْبِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives more people than the amount of hair that is on the backs of the animals of the tribe of the Banu Kalb. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا بَالُ شَعْرِ عَدَدِ شَعْرِ غَنَمِ كَلْبِ. Why are you comparing them at the number to the number of hair on the back of the Kalb tribe's animals? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no nation among the Arabs that have more animals and livestock than the Kalb tribe. So we can imagine the millions and billions of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. In Majma'u Zawaid, it is explained, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكُمْ فِي أَيَّامِ دَهْرِكُمْ نَفَحَاتْ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has certain moments where the breezes of فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. We have to present ourselves to these special moments in time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive. يَغْفِرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ فِيهَا وَتَقَى مِنَ النَّارِ بِعَدَدِ شُعُورِ غَنَمِ كَلْبِ. In one hadith it is mentioned that that person that is supposed to go to Jahannam, we spoke about it just now, That person that is supposed to go to Jahannam, on this night he can secure his forgiveness and save his soul from the fire of Jahannam on this night of the 15th of Sha'ban. So my beloved brothers, we have to ask ourselves, how much do we want to take? Some people are scared to become pious. Some people are scared. Say, taqwa, hey Mawlana, very hard. What is this thing, taqwa? I'm scared. We are scared to enjoy Allah Ta'ala's mercy, really. There is no enjoyment in the life of this world. There is no enjoyment, I'm saying it again. A person will not understand this. That there is no enjoyment in the life of this world. What there is there's misery. A person is drinking alcohol. He is gambling. He is engaging in zina. He is doing sin. What he is getting is a very, very minuscule momentary enjoyment. And that is keeping him trapped in that circle. But true enjoyment, true happiness is when a person really becomes Allah's. Like the poet says, agar tu ek mera to sab kuch mera. Zameen bhi meri, asman bhi mera. When a person gets the taste of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will understand that the world is worth nothing. Allah Pak bless us all with it. So we have to prepare, brothers. A person has to take a dive. When a person is learning to swim, so in the beginning he's very scared. So they tell him, just jump in. We'll hold your hand. We'll catch you. Wear that life vest. But just jump in. You'll see the maza. You'll see the enjoyment. In the beginning, you'll be a bit lost. You get a bit scared when your head goes under the water. But afterwards, you'll enjoy diving right down to the bottom. You'll enjoy it. So in the beginning, it's hard. But when a person becomes an expert, now he says, when I'm going swimming, I want to go in the ocean also. He wants to try more and more. He becomes adventurous. Why? Because now he has tasted the enjoyment of it. So we have to drown ourselves in Allah's love. But first we have to gain taqwa. When we gain taqwa, when we get this right, we talk about taqwa, we say Allah's fear. Actually it's Allah's love. Allah's love that drives a person to the point where he can't break Allah's commands. Now this is the time and period where we can get this. So get the cast off that sin and that rust that is clouding our hearts, the darkness that is engulfing our hearts, that is only making us see the enjoyment in sin and in being away from the masjid and in being in wrong company. We have to cast it off the heart. So a person has to have talab. He comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that talab as sadiq, with that sincere quest and that desire for change in his life. Allah, I don't want to be a Ramadani Muslim. I don't want to be a Jummah Muslim. Allah, and I want you to become mine. Then he'll see what Allah does for him. So this is the night, 15th of Sha'ban. We are working towards it. Reciting excessive Quran and Majid. Fasting excessively. Preparing himself. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home one night, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak habit was, he would change his clothing before sleeping. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a different set of clothes for sleeping. Allah give us tawfiq, we can make amal. Doesn't mean you must follow Western trends. What they are wearing to sleep, we must wear that. Wear the sunnah. Person puts a lungi on, he's hot now. Puts a lungi on, it's just him and his wife in the room, so there's no problem, puts his lungi on, and he sleeps, so he's following the sunnah, it makes it easier also. So nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed his clothing, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his sleep clothing on, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lied down. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, I didn't fall off to sleep, and I was very still in the bed. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought I was asleep, quietly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got off the bed, put his clothes back on and quietly left the house. She says, Allah forgive me. She says, I became suspicious. I became suspicious that perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to visit one of his co-wives on this night. So I wanted to investigate. She said, I also quietly went behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I'm watching Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand, the lighting wasn't like today. So she was behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dark and observing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beauty part, she says, I felt so guilty when I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing at Jannatul Baqi, not far, as we know, where Masjid al-Nabawi is, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rests. From there to Jannatul Baqi is not a very far distance. She says, I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for the Sahaba, for the Muslims that are buried in Baqi. And I said, oh Allah, look at me. May my mother and father be sacrificed for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously she's saying it quietly. Anta fi hajati rabbik wa ana fi hajati. I am worried about my own concerns, but you are worshipping Allah on this night alone. Anyway, she says, quickly I turned around and I rushed back home. And she says, at the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also decided to complete his dua and come home. So I started to run a bit. So when I got home, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he saw I'm breathing very heavily. So he asked me, oh Aisha, what has happened? Why are you breathing so heavy? Look at the honesty. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, immediately she said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from A to Z, you were in the bed, you got up, you left, and I became suspicious. I came behind you, I saw what you were doing, and then I came back. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Aisha, are you fearing that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will cheat on you? Actually, Jibreel alayhi salam came, that is why I left. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to me, and he told me, this is not a night to sleep. هذه الليلة ليلة النصف من شعبان. Tonight is the 15th of شعبان. وَلِلَّهِ فِيهَا أُتَقَى مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah is going to forgive millions of people on this night for our understanding. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this. He said, I can't sleep. Immediately he went and he making dua. My beloved brothers, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, on five nights dua is accepted. And one of the nights is the 15th of Shaban. Who of us don't have needs? From the time of Maghrib, Allah's special mercy is directed to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, from Maghrib time, Ala min mustaghfirin fa'aghfira lahu. Ala mustarzighun fa'arzuquhu. Ala mubtalan fa'u'afiyahu. Ala kada, ala kada. Is there anyone that wants forgiveness? Come, I'm ready to forgive him. Is there anyone that is unemployed? He needs employment. His business is going down. He is struggling to make ends meet. He needs my assistance, financial assistance. I am Razzaq. I am ready for him. Is there anyone that has some test in his life? He is going through some major problem, emotional, physical, social, whatever it may be, mubtala. He is caught up in some predicament and he needs my help. I am here to give him afiyat. Who is there to ask Allah? Who is there, brothers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua in Jannatul Baqi. He comes home, he said, oh Aisha, if you permit me, it is your haqq and your right that I spend the night with you. But if you permit me, tonight I want to make ibadah. We know it is a Tuesday night, this Tuesday night. Many people will be fasting in the day. We know it's a working week. Do how much we can manage. That Maghrib to Isha time, ulama have said over and over again, is very neglected. We want to relax, we want to eat, we want to enjoy, have this, have that. But that time is prime time. After Isha, no guarantee. Person goes and lies in the bed, says, I make some zikr now, just now I'll wake up, and then he's gone, Fajr time. So we got no guarantee. We say, okay, I'll wake up for Sehri or Tahajjud, no guarantee. But we know that Maghrib to Isha time, I got that time. How can I go in ibadat mode? Each one must have a plan. What I want to do? I want to read Surah Yasin. I want to read some tilawat of Quran, one juz. I want to read Salatul Tasbih. I want to stand up. I want to make some zikr. I want to make Durood Sharif. I want to do something with my family, sit collectively, make some ta'aleem, have some beads. Whatever a person wants to do. But I got some plan in place that I am going to take from this 15th night of Shaban. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts his salah. And the beauty part, he goes into sajda. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, so long in sajda, I thought Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. He's not coming up. I go there. And I touch Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak feet and it moves. And I understand that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. And then I listen and I hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying and begging Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi'ridhaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, la uhsi thanan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. My respected brothers, I was saying this week, we have to learn how to talk to Allah. We have to learn. The closest a person is to Allah is in sajda. What can me and you say? There were many words of dua mentioned in the hadith. This is an easy one. It is on the board and the posters. Try and learn it. Why? Because the next morning, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard you reading this dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, is that so? Ta'allamihinna wa'allimihinna fa'inna Jibreel alayhi salam allamanihinna wa'amarani an uraddidahunna fi sujood. You learn it. You teach it to others. Because Jibreel alayhi salam taught me these words of dua. And he said, read it in your sajda. We got a few days, brothers. Try and learn it. Jibreel alayhi salam said, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this dua to be made in sajda in nafil salah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in your forgiveness against your punishment. Wa'udhu bi'ridhaka min sakhatik. I seek refuge in your pleasure against your anger. Wa'udhu bika minka. Allah, I seek refuge in you from you. In your mercy from your anger. Jalla wajhuk. Oh Allah, you are very, very exalted. Majesty is very, very great. La uhsi thanan alik. I can't praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. In one dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya azim, ighfiri dhambal azim. Oh my Allah, you are so great and so mighty. Ighfiri dhambal azim. Forgive my great sins. Easy dua. Ya azim, ighfir al-dhambal azim. Ya azim, ighfir al-dhambal azim. And I was saying, we need to shed some tears. Because Allah Ta'ala's mercy rushes to that person who's shedding tears in his dua. Allah's forgiveness is for that person. The tears is washing away his sins. So how to do it? Take Allah's beautiful names. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. When you're in sajda, or if you're making dua, and say it over and over again, and think of how weak we are, and how many times I broke Allah's command, and how merciful Allah is. Allah never deprived me of food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make me ill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't destroy me. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Think over and over again and call unto Allah by His beautiful names. And this name is one of the beautiful names of Allah. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful of those that show mercy. Ya Tawwab, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Afu, Ya Afu. So call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on this night, beloved brothers, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, his incident is very lengthy. We'll conclude now. He says, I was a policeman and I used to drink alcohol. Lengthy incident. He said, on the 15th night of Shaban, I was drunk, dead drunk. I went to sleep. In that dream, Allah Ta'ala showed me that I was going to be destroyed because of my sins. But I had a daughter that passed away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me on account of her. And in that dream, she tells me, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasn't the time come now for the believers' hearts to become humble and soft towards the remembrance of Allah? Each one needs to think, brothers, hasn't the time come now before Ramadan? It's the 11th hour that I need to, it's the 10th of Shaban, I need to change for Ramadan, and not only for Ramadan, for the rest of my life. I need to put my life in order. I need to gain taqwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala bless us. It is mentioned, I'm just going to mention very quickly, that there are certain people on this night that are not forgiven. So we have to prepare, brothers, to see that mushrik, person that ascribes partners with Allah. Mushahin, one that harbors ill feelings for his Muslim brother. Let us go and correct our relationship. A person that is disobeying his parents, ask your parents for forgiveness. Send isalu thawab if our parents have passed away. Go and visit their qabr. Make dua for them. In this way we can secure Allah's forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them happy on our behalf. A person that committed zina, the actual act of zina. A murderer, one that lets his pants go below his ankles for the males. His upper garment, lower garment, he lets it hang below the ankles. A very serious matter that Allah Ta'ala is not going to forgive him on this night. So these are among the people, and a person that is cutting off relations with his family. So these are important matters, brothers. Let us try and rectify this before the 15th night of Shaban, so we can secure Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. May Allah Ta'ala give you, give me, give all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.